Robin joining us this morning is our Flathead County Agency on Aging Director, Carla Diamond. Hi, Carla.
Hi, good morning. Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Okay, we have a lot of stuff we want to talk about when it comes to aging, and you know, we're all doing it.
Yeah, yeah. We've got,
no matter our age,
we're doing it. We're getting older.
My wife once told me, I just want to age gracefully. And I said, well, you got part of it down. So, you know, it's a work in progress.
That's
One of the things that happens to all of us at some point in our lives is we feel isolated. We feel like we're just not part of of what's going on in the world.
That's right. Loneliness can really kick in no matter any age. Yeah. But especially for older adults, I think coming off of COVID and we're all thinking about it more, but I think the issue's been there a long time. And recently now the studies show that it's an international public health issue and affecting millions of adults over the age of 65. And, you know, what is social isolation? So I wanted to find that definition, and it's defined as a limited amount of social interaction, relationships, connections, and social support. So all the things that every person needs. When all of those start to fade away or we just don't kind of take the initiative anymore, that's a problem. So the importance of socialization actually has a positive impact on our health. Lowers risk of cardiovascular disease and cancers, lowers blood pressure, lowers risk of depression, stress and anxiety, lowers the risk of developing dementia or other Alzheimer's disease, improves your physical health overall, and better sleep. Okay. I know I could use better sleep myself.
Now, you know, the thing I was thinking about is during COVID, of course, you add masks to it. So when you do go out,
There's
still this barrier to seeing a smiling face.
That's right.
That kind of a thing. And I can understand. And I think as we get older, we just kind of like to go home, and you spend a lot of time at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the only interaction you have is with that lady who calls about your car warranty expiring. I got one of those calls while I was waiting here.
Don't tell me you're going to strike up a conversation with a car warranty guy. Come on. That's desperate. I think a lot of times we bring a lot of the isolation onto ourselves, and that's something we got to fight.
It is. It comes from within us too, to get out there and to make those decisions, to make a phone call or step outside your door or walk down the street. And sometimes it's easy to get into the, I don't know, maybe because of COVID or it's winter, hibernation mode, and it's time to come out. It's spring. It's time to come out of hibernation mode.
So what can we do to keep ourselves from falling into this isolation trap?
Yeah, so studies show three of the best ways, especially for older adults. This was pointed volunteering. And at the Agency on Aging, we have quite a few options for volunteering. But of course, there's many opportunities all over the city. Meals on Wheels, of course, is our biggest one. And we have a lot of volunteers, and it's completely reliant on our volunteers. And that's a benefit on both sides, both for the volunteers who go out and greet people and bring them a hot meal, and especially for our older adults who are homebound. That's our biggest program. The group activities. Now, our dining room is open, and we keep having more and more people come. You know, every week they're coming out of that hibernation, and the food is amazing. And come with friends, bring some cards, crossword puzzle, sit together, link arms and come down together. I also think joining us, your local senior center, is a really, really good option. A lot of activities. They say being with people, but then being active with people, that's like a double bonus.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. And then the third one, so volunteering, group activities, especially when you link it with physical activity, and then one-to-one interaction. And that's something else that our agency offers is friendly calls, and we do those 5 days a week. There's also a 24-hour friendship line. I don't know if you've heard of this before. It's an accredited crisis line, but they also call it a warm line for non-emergency support calls, and that's 24 hours. That's offered by the Institute on Aging, and you can refer people to it. You can call it yourself. And that's kind of nice because, you know, sometimes you're awake in the middle of the night and maybe you don't want to wake up a friend, but this is an option.
So, Wow. So it's a soft landing spot. Like, well, what do you want to talk about? That kind of thing.
That's right. It's anything. They're trained. They're friendly. They have those skills of conversation and keep you talking. So that number is 1-800-871-0016, the friendship line. Isn't that a good title?
That's a good one.
And they're already awake.
That's right. They're waiting for you to call.
How nice is that?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I already mentioned the warranty call that I got just moments ago. I don't know if it's fraud or not, but they said something about if you don't want to... this is your final call. And I don't know how many times I've heard that, you know, and it just drives you nuts. How can I stop this stuff? Now, you have an event coming up.
We do. It's the first one we're launching. It's called Fight Fraud Friday. So it's this Friday, April 1st is our first one. So the goal is to help people really understand those Medicare summary notices and those explanation of benefits, because those billions of dollars that are fraudulent charges, and the first line of defense is you. It's you looking at your summary notice. And so our goal is to help, you know, take care of that fraud, but to catch it early. So come and have lunch, 11:30 to 1, dining room's open, and stop by our table. We'll have a staff member there to run through how to review those and look them over. They have some cheat sheets and shortcuts and all the good stuff. And we'll start that Friday, April 1st. And if it's a hit, we'll probably continue it once a month, maybe more.
And what's the location?
It's at the Agency on Aging. It's in our dining room. That's right. Okay.
Right there on First Avenue West.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And 11th Street.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, and those bills come every month. And, I look at it. And I make myself look at them.
Yes.
And I
they drive you nuts.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing that's weird is that you look at it and you think, well, you know, this was months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's true. There's like 3-4 months in it back there, and say, I'm not sure I remember I went on that date.
That's right.
I kind of blow it off, and I thought, wait a minute. So I checked my calendar just to make sure it really was me that was there.
That's right.
And so far it always has been. Yeah.
See, I think what happens is even in the Medicare insurance world, they file it and they go back and forth 2 or 3 times before it gets settled.
But here's where the problem is when it comes to hard and durable goods. Let's say, for example, they sneak in there a wheelchair.
Oh.
You get one wheelchair in your lifetime.
That's right. You nailed it. And if you don't catch that, or you're like, well, I don't think I'll need one. It's fine. They can just bill it. They'll pay for it. But then if you do need that, that's on your record as having it. So then you wouldn't be able to access
that, whether
it's a knee brace or a wheelchair.
And when you need that wheelchair, it's not there for you because they think you already got it.
That's right.
And somebody else got it, and they took it down to the secondhand store and pawned it.
Oh, boy. See, now, okay, Fight Fraud Friday.
That's right.
11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.?
Yes, so you can come and have lunch and then stop by the table. It's very casual.
Yeah.
And then one of the tools that we have are these envelopes, and they're a little bit big. They're a little bit bigger, like 11 by 17 size. And you can keep your doctor's, you know, your doctor's notices, your receipts, and it's kind of one place to keep everything. And then it has some of those.
That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. It's got all the little, this is what this part of your summary notice means. And it's got that all on the front.
Wow.
It's a great tool.
That is a great tool because mine are stacks of papers all over the place.
Oh, mine are in a box.
Yep, yeah. Scattered. This gives you one home for it.
Well, I've looked it over, and I don't know if there's nothing on it, so I think everything's cool. But, boy, if you don't look it over. Another one that they like to sneak in there is the oxygen machines.
That's
and,
right.
Oh, my gosh, the day comes, and the day for most of us will come when we need that oxygen machine. And you know what? If they think you've already gotten it and it gets denied, how are you going to breathe?
That's right.
No, well, that's a problem.
That's essential right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, boy, yeah, check those out. Okay, we've belabored that enough. How about some other events you've got?
Well, you know, I wanted to point out that going back to those group activities, the senior centers, they have a lot of things going on. In the Kalispell Senior Center, always seeing activities in there like aerobics and cards and pinochle and, oh, this one. Have you heard of Qigong?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Tai Chi slow move, but it's all about working on your balance.
Wow.
Yes. So a handful of those kind of activities, getting together, meet new friends. That's the one of the other ones I wanted to mention was My Glacier Village. Have you heard of this organization in our county?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right. And it's seniors helping seniors. And they have volunteer opportunities, helping people in their homes and getting out and doing events. And that's another one of our friend partners is My Glacier Village.
Wow. So many things to do.
There is. There really is.
There is no reason why you should sit at home and do nothing.
That's right.
All right. Carla Diamond, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.